Hello, this is Unit 2 calling Unit 1. This is Unit 2.
From Hilo and Catskill, new year, new remix of the Batman Beyond theme by Maximum Carnage. And I'll be getting into some geek speak here now. As part of a Vanity Fair article celebrating Sony finally getting Spider-Man mostly right, just took a medium change and a spin-off. Some future plans were revealed. Spider-Verse 2 will focus on Miles, Spidey, and Spider-Gwen's budding romance. A subplot cut from the first. They confirmed the first animated spinoff will be Spider-Women, focusing on Gwen, original Spider-Woman Jessica Drew, and might also still get a live-action movie, Spider-Bite Twin Silk. And based on enthusiastic comments from those in charge, solo Spider-Ham is probably also on the plate. Something else we never thought we'd see is coming to TV screens this fall, as once the dust settled from the Batwoman introducing Elseworlds CW Arrowverse event, this year's next of crossover will be an adaptation of the multiverse ending, continuity rebooting 80s classic Crisis on Infinite Earths. Perhaps not the hundreds of characters comic, but we were never getting that on film, and still, wow, to quote Jasper, what a time to be alive. Getting back to the Ruby Rose's distaff counterpart role, CW has also ordered a pilot for Batwoman. Casting continues at a hurried pace for future entries in the streaming DC Showverse. Stargirl has done some good rounding out of the OG superhero team, the Justice Society. Joel McHale will betray the title character's predecessor, Starman. Lou Ferrigno Jr. is Our Man. Walking Dead's Brian Staff is grizzled pugilist slash superhero trainer Wildcat. And comeback kid Henry Thomas is Dr. Midnight. Swamp Thing is not stopping people from bringing their evil alone, as Ian Ziering will go from fighting shark-related weather to betraying cult comic favorite ex-stuntman Blue Devil. Finally doing it for himself, Alan Moore recently sprung announcement of, and that filming has begun on, his first scripted feature film, The Show, following a man hired to find an artifact in surreally supernatural nightmarish Northampton. Now, here's a first set. D. Clark, I'm going back to school.
Vacation is over.
And I'm going back to school.
You can quit if you wanna.
But I'm going back to school.
You know I miss that old long-nosed teacher of mine.
I'm going back to school.
I'm gonna get me a diploma or I'll die trying.
I'm going back to school.
I'm
going back to school.
Oh, I'm going back. I'm going back to school. I'm going back. I'm going back to school.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, D.
Hey, you going back to school this year?
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Fine. Hey, Marv.
Yeah.
Hey, you going back to school?
Of course, I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right. Hey, Humphrey. Hey, Humphrey.
Yeah, what do you want, D?
Hey, look, you going back to school this year, boy?
No, I don't think I'm going to make it, D.
Hey, man, you better come on back to school, man.
What do you think, I'm a dumbbell or something?
Well, no, it's not that, Humphrey, but, man, we're sure going to miss you on the football team this year. I know that.
Hey, you're in the football team. And you know, I couldn't even find a job this summer. I think I'm going to make it back there, you know?
Yeah, you better come on.
Yeah. Back. Hey, listen.
I'm going back. Come on, Humphrey.
I'm going back to school. I'm going back. I'm going back to school.
Come on, Humphrey.
Back.
I'm going back.
Every hit, one throw, back.
I'm going back.
Every July and August, all winter long.
Linda Laurie, All Winter Long. You just heard the studio outtake version of The Cure, Winter. And strap in, because here's your latest heads up on what's getting remake, rebooted, refilling in the blank, and a few sequels and adaptations. Heat Vision reports Legendary is working with Troma on a blockbuster remake of Toxic Avenger. THR says Netflix has been seen talking to its imaginary friend Harvey about a retelling. Stanley Kramer's widow has signed off on a High Noon remake. Deadline says a Ghost Stories David Lowery will work with A24 on a new telling of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, the last version with Sean Connery as a titular villain being a favorite of mine. Girl on the Train writer Aaron Cressida Wilson will pen a new tale of a millionaire's indecent proposal for a night of bought love. THR reports Eddie Murphy is now a grumpy old man, with New Line rumored to be seeking Sam Jackson to make that plural. Ridley Scott is returning to the idea of a Gladiator continuation But obviously, and perhaps sadly, it won't be Nick Cave's bonkers immortal Russell Crowe as pawn in a God War-fueled idea. Instead, continue with Young Lucius. 20th Century Fox has tapped the original Sandlot writer-director team to pen a prequel. There's an effort on Indiegogo to remake cannibal film king Umberto Lenzi's cult favorite, unauthorized Evil Dead sequel Ghost House, the original also subject to one of the best Riff Trax VOD installments. Author Michael Tolkien told Slash Films Showtime is developing a book sequel, The Return of the Player into a series, but no word yet if Tim Robbins will return. Following up on their debut of Andy Serkis's Mowgli, Netflix has greenlit his long-planned adaptation of Animal Farm. Ambling is developing a 10-episode serialized remake of Rashomon. Toby Whitehouse is going from being human to bringing the Gormenghaus saga back to screen with Neil Gaiman on board as well. And Netflix has made an all-encompassing deal for Roald Dahl's works, planning animated event series for Charlie, the BFG, Matilda, and some stuff that actually hasn't been adapted yet. On the TV streaming revive and rework in front, Adult Swim has picked up the anime midquel Blade Runner Black Lotus. Netflix will be hosting the next series of Ghost in the Shell while also live action in Cowboy Bebop. Believe it or not, Bruce Campbell will follow in Jack Palance and Ripley himself's shoes on the Travel Channel sometime later this year. Believe it or not, another 90210 revival is coming, but TV Line reports CBS is going for a more meta take with a mockumentary featuring the original cast playing characters of themselves trying to get a new revival made. The Murphy Brown revival came and went with little notice, but the iNetwork hopes a return to Sicily, Alaska might fly better as Northern Exposure has begun development. Sony has taken out the closet another early 90s CBS mainstay, Designing Women, with creator Linda Bloodsworth Thomason aboard. Diablo Cody is working with Fox for a reboot of 70s Scorsese movie sitcomization Alice. MTV has signed on former competitor Ice Cube to make Celebrity Deathmatch ready to rumble again. And ABC is heading for the Next Generation approach with NYPD Blue, now to focus on Theo Sipowicz trying to earn his shield while investigating his father's murder. Now, speaking of which, here is Cream with Badge.
Thank you. she
rides a train to REO.
That started off with Cream Batch and just heard Mott the Hoople with All the Way from Memphis. And as you'll quickly tell, this bit of news was actually meant to go after a previous set. The Cure are among three bands making decade or more away to new albums. As Robert Smith said, the Mixdown Music Festival has inspired a return to the studio. April will also see the release of Rammstein's untitled seventh album, along with five new music videos. And Maynard James Keenan tweeted that final mixing has begun on the next Tool album. Begun, the Princeploitation has. Universal recently announced a jukebox musical in the Mamma Mia vein, utilizing the Purple One's classics. A more expected and welcome development is Ava DuVernay, who had been contacted by Prince shortly before his passing, will produce and direct a Netflix documentary. A more quirky, fictitious take may come, as Deadline reports Paramount has optioned a Daily Beast story when Prince made a chambermaid his queen for a day regarding a 1986 Under the Cherry Moon promotional contest. And the public domain has finally received a good injection of material on January 1st as the Bono Act extensions to copyright finally reached their 95-year end. Hundreds of thousands of books, musical compositions, paintings, poems, photographs, and film are now property of the people. Highlights include DeMille's silent Ten Commandments film, some Chaplin, Lloyd, Laurel and Hardy, Keaton and R. Gain, and Felix the Cat. Yes, We Have No Bananas in the Charleston. Works by Virginia Woolf, Agatha Christie, Freud, Proust, Frost, and Austin, and some Escher and Picasso. Now, almost coming up to 11:30 here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson. You're listening to Forgotten Geek, coming to you out of Hilo and Catskill. Here is Harry Bannon with I'm a Tumbleweed.
When I'm riding lazily along, freer than the breeze, drifting where I please, I'm a tumbleweed. Sunbeams hiding from the city throng, smile and say hello, just because they know I'm a tumbleweed. Ain't got no worries or cares, but I've got a lot of shares in the rainbow. Got the world for a range, and I wouldn't ever change for treasures untold. Cause I'm riding lazily along, freer than the breeze, drifting where I please, just a tumbleweed.
together for all time. I'd rather kill her with my knife than hear her say I won't be your wife. I step my love until she died, because she wouldn't be my bride. And I dragged her where the waters flow, and I
they call me the wild rose, but my name is Eliza Day. When they call me it, I do not know, for my name is Eliza Day.
The first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses. They grew down the river, bloody and wild.
When you knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided and his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. When they call me it, I do not know, for my name's Eliza Day.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She was more beautiful than any woman I'd seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On the second day he came with a cigarette rosette. Will you give me a lesson, your sorrow? Eliza Day. When they call me, I do not know.
set started off with Harry Band and I'm a Tumbleweed. Then you heard Blood on the Saddle with Banks of the Ohio. Then Camelot covered Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue's Where the Wild Roses Grow. Now here is Every Mother's Son with the proper four-leaf clover.
Wouldn't you like to meet her? What's passing by? I'll give her the eye and bring her. I have seen the man who reads her there.
The man who reads her there.
But the suffer eyes bread is dead. See who he is. He thinks he's a postage meter. Day after day, he's thinking of ways to be
heard. Ah, the situation over.
He's a postage meter. Day after day, he's thinking of ways to be later. Have you seen the guy he sits in jail?
Have you seen the guy he sits in jail?
You just can't tamper with the mail. See where he is. Or wouldn't you like to see him? Visiting hours at 7 o'clock this evening. He hit the proper four-leaf clover.
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 From the start of my life, that's sweet, I open my eyes to take a peek. To find in their vitals, my life is stinging, gazing over the trim of the tree. And if I love the beat of the world, I just don't sleep, and so I hope it's not a lot of love.
Started with Every Mother's Son, the proper four-leaf clover, and then you heard Butthole Surfer's cover of the Hurdy-Gurdy Man off of the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack. Now, going to next set, next show, I'll be doing another, I guess I call it Forgotten One Hitters, you know, best I can come up with, basically other songs by one-hit wonders, or people labeled as one-hit wonders. Be surprised how wide and encompassing that could be. But for this set, I'm going with starting off with the original version of A-ha's Take On Me. They re-recorded it a couple years after first appeared for the classic music video. Here we go.
Don't keep your way. No, I don't know what I'm just saying. I'm saying.
My next show's focus on other songs by One Hit Wonders. We started with the original version of Take On Me by A-ha. Of course, Michael Jackson is no One Hit Wonder, but I will be playing some other song by Rockwell on the next show. And of course, that's, you know, him singing the chorus for that Rockwell's classic is pretty much a big part of why that was a hit. So yeah, you just heard a mashup of Michael Jackson and Heavy D's Jam with the Sonic Carnival Night Zone music theme. And thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. Be back in a couple of weeks, and I'll be going out first with Ultravox We Stand Alone extended version, and then maybe a couple minutes of Vangelis' Memories of Green from the Blade Runner soundtrack, since we are now in 2019, and this is not the cyberpunk dystopia we were promised. So, have a good day.